We're at basically not Air Show Center, but close to it here on the flight line right in front of Boeing Plaza at the Air Operations Center, the heartbeat of the air show at EAA. And right now we have Tim Fitzgerald, otherwise known as Fitz, who is our air show producer here at Oshkosh. Welcome.
Wow, thank you very much, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here and pleasure to help put this whole big event together.
And it's quite a task. Why don't you tell us just a little bit before we talk to our guests when you have to start this as fitting the air show together. We talked to Boyd about the nuts and bolts of how the Airbus works and how the waiver works and all that. But from your perspective, now you're the one who recruits the performers like Ed here. And tell us a little bit about how you start that process and how you recruit the excellent talent that arrives here.
Well, it's ironic. So Boyd and I have been here for 2 weeks already prior to the event. And once the event ends 10 days later, we'll be back in Oshkosh planning 2027. So that's how early it starts already 10 days after this event. So in December, we have a convention in Las Vegas, ICAST, International Council of Air Shows, and that's kind of the stop and shop market for everything air show. So we kind of talk ahead of time what our themes are going to be for that following year, like this year being America's 250th Freedom of Flight, and think about how different performers will fit into that theme. Ironically, about this show, everybody wants to be here.
Well,
so it's not hard to acquire talent. It's
world's biggest air show.
But at the same time, we have an Oshkosh advisory team that this is a huge stage for performers where a good percentage of our audience are pilots like yourself, and they're grading every landing. So it's something that the performers have to think about, and we want to make sure that they're ready for this event.
Yeah, well, luckily the Airbus does a great job of keeping people's eyes on the sky, so there isn't much landing grading going on.
Right.
Anyway, well, that's fantastic. So we have, in fact, some really great talent here this year, and one of them is joining us now. Why don't you introduce our guest?
Yes, I'd love to. So representing Folds of Honor, which is truly a fantastic, great cause, is Ed Hamster Hamill. And Ed, welcome to the event.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jeff, for having me. Really glad to be here.
It's been we've been talking with Ed for a while, and the cause that he represents, it couldn't be more in line with the themes that we have this year. I mean, Ed's dressed in red, white, and blue, for God's sake. So it's all a patriotic theme, and it's all about patriotism and giving back for those that have given so much for us.
Ed, you're by your regular life, you're an American Airlines pilot.
That's correct.
And are you taking most of the summer off to fly air shows and represent the Fields of Honor cause?
I do. So the summer months, especially July and August into September, not much work at the day job and lots of work on the air show circuit. Any chance I get to raise awareness for Folds of Honor, I'll take it.
Now, you're flying a highly modified Pitts S2. Tell us about your aircraft.
So the Folds of Honor biplane started a few years ago. I used to be full-time on the circuit from 2003 to 2009. And then I took a break from air shows, about 10 years. Fully retired. I said, I'm done. Not coming back.
Uh-huh.
It was a great chapter.
Uh-huh. Sounds familiar, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
And a friend of mine, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, started Folds of Honor in 2007. And I met Dan back in 1998 when he was a student in the squadron where I was an instructor in the S-16 at Luke Air Force Base at the 63rd Fighter Squadron in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I've known Dan for a little bit. And then 2007, he saw this need, and he started Folds of Honor, which gives scholarships to the families of military or fallen or disabled military and first responders. And so a few years ago, I'm in my fourth year operating as the Folds of Honor biplane. Since 2007, Folds of Honor has given over 73,000 scholarships worth $340 million. It's incredible how they take care of the families. But a few years ago, I had a private donor approach me and say, I know you're done with air shows. I know you don't want to go back because it was a great chapter. But how about we brand your Pitts, the Folds of Honor biplane, and see where it goes? and I'm going into my fourth year. So how's it going?
It's pretty hard to say no to that, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Say no? No. I mean,
welcome back. Well, it's so good to be back. You have to have a passion for skydancing and barnstorming in front of all these great people. But it's the partnership with Folds of Honor that gave me that passion to really want to fly well and be professional and add value and try to add value to events. I mean, this is such a huge aviation celebration. So I'm just honored and humbled to be such a small part of it.
Tell us a little bit about your routine here.
So what I try to do with my routine, and I've always tried to do with my air show, is that, you know, I had a really good mentor in the business, and there's so many good pilots. So I'm not out here to prove anything, but I want to have a show that tells a story with a message. So with nothing to prove, with my blessed career and everything to give back, we are barnstorming away across this great country and celebrating the American family while we raise awareness or Folds of Honor. So my show, I apologize if it sounds like an infomercial when you get done with my nine-minute show.
That's Tim, okay. This is radio.
And Tim's,
so
Tim's going, yes,
yes, it may look like
it
that.
It may sound like an infomercial, but we celebrate not just aviation, but we celebrate the American family, which is what this whole gathering is all about. I was just talking to somebody earlier. You know, I'm so honored to fly in front of the crowd for 9 minutes, two, three times a week. But really, the big part of why I love coming here is I just got done with a Tempest booth visit, and to see all the people and to see all the vendors and to see all the families, the people and seeing the aviation family is what this event is all about. And that's why I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, yeah. Tim, for having me back.
Love having you back. And it's like I said, it's such a great cause that we're really glad to have you.
And so when do you start preparing for the season?
For the season, it depends on my first show. I've had a show at Luke Air Force Base in March. So I really
that's like going home for you, right?
That's right next door. Yeah, that's I live only a few minutes from there. And it was great. But I actually start flying at least 3 to 4 weeks prior to my first show of the year. It's different. I used to do this full-time, about 15 to 18 shows a year with a full-time sponsor. Now I'm doing it on part-time basis. And all my efforts are to raise awareness or Folds of Honor. And so I had to almost relearn how to do it on a part-time basis safely because I have a part-time team. And so for me, 3 to 4 weeks prior to my first show is when I really start flying hard and I want to be proficient and ready to go. And then if I don't have a show, like in this case, I didn't have a show for a few months, I step away from the airplane and just let it rest.
Yeah,
I rest, and then when I get ready, I started about 5 weeks ago to get ready, and now I've got a few in a row, and everybody's different, but that's the way I prepare for an air show.
Uh-huh. Do you fly your own aircraft up here, or do you have somebody ferry it for you?
So in a perfect world, I have a relocation pilot that does that. Not a relocation specialist, but a relocation pilot. It's inside joke, but we all talk about, you know, who's going to fly your airplane. Last year, I flew it, and, you know, I've got to tell you that the most difficult and, quite frankly, I think the most dangerous part of this business is going cross-country in these airshow airplanes that aren't meant to go cross-country.
Yeah.
Well, so I did it last year.
Fuel planning. Excruciating.
Airports, the biggest factor is weather, VFR only. Sure. So this year I found somebody to fly the airplane out, so I was very fortunate, very lucky.
Yeah. So that way you don't have to get stressed out about it. You can rest up, get ready
for the
show.
If I'm flying from Phoenix to here, I'll take 2 to 3 days, and I need 2 to 3 days to recover.
Right.
Just physically, mentally. And, I'm not not the young puppy anymore.
Yeah, well, people forget these airshow airplanes, especially highly modified ones, don't carry a lot of fuel. Specifically,
they don't. Like, I'm fortunate. I have a front seat fuel tank that gives me a little bit more range. If I didn't, it'd be as soon as you take off, you're looking for a place to land in a pits. I have one that you can comfortably go around 300 miles, give or take, which is pretty good. But it also gives you the option that if you do have weather, you can go under it or you can go around it. But I'm at the age where if there's weather, I'm going to be back in the hotel and I'll be a day late.
So to wrap up, what would you like to tell our listeners? How about where they can find Folds of Honor?
That's great.
Online?
You can find information about on my website, edhamble.com, and there's links to become a wingman and find out about Folds of Honor. But if you go to foldsofhonor.org or foh.org, and any contribution at all, you know, they only have 9% admin. 91 cents of
that's
every dollar goes straight through to scholarships. And I think that's one thing that people really like about the organization as well. So foldsofhonor.org, and help make a difference, help provide a life-changing educational opportunity for the families that have sacrificed so much for us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing all this with us, and have a great show today. Are you performing today?
I am. I'll be flying about 5:15 if the schedule stays on schedule.
Well, yeah, there's that.
And it usually does here at Oshkosh. So 5:15, look for the Folds of Honor biplane.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on EA Radio today. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at the Air Operations Center, and we are talking to a couple of people about some cool airplanes and some great causes. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.